Today on Dog Pound Report, we hear from the Browns position coaches as the team wraps up the OTAs. We go in depth with Andy Lee, the team's newest punter, and we tell you which Browns player is starting a new clothing line for a good cause. This is Dog Pound Report.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Dog Pound Report. I'm Mike Cairns, back in again this week, filling in for Andy Baskin. He's out in Oakland for Game 5, but joining me, you know this fella, Nathan Zagura. And yes, it's June, but we are already knee-deep in football out in Berea, and it's going to ramp up from here.
Oh, it's a great time, and it's great to be with you, Mike. We've got the mandatory minicamp starting this week coming up on Tuesday. We've got Game 5 tonight for the Cavaliers, so it's a good time to be a Cleveland sports fan.
We're a little busy, aren't we?
We are a little busy. It's good.
And let's get right into it. Speaking busy, let's get right into this week's trending topics. This was the final week for OTAs, as Nathan mentioned, here in Cleveland, and, man, it was a busy few weeks for the Cleveland Browns.
It certainly was. This was a time to implement everything offensively and defensively. I'd say the defense certainly right now ahead of the offense. It's their second year in the system. The offense installing everything, but they think they're going to have it all installed. So when they get to that mandatory minicamp, they can start finding out that identity. What are our core plays that we can run and run effectively?
What do you learn from the 3 weeks that they've just spent out there in Berea with a lot of the rookies?
You're starting to just kind of get a feel for where everybody fits in, how quickly they can learn, how quickly they can assimilate into things. And the rookies have shown to be pretty quick studies. A lot of the coaches talked about that when we spoke with those position coaches. So these 3 weeks, and it's also about camaraderie, getting everybody together. And you see Dante Whitner out there being that vocal leader, talking trash to the offense, talking trash all day long. Jim O'Neill's talking some trash. But then the offense, when they have their plays, they talk back. So it's kind of been fun to see. I would say this is a more confident, more loose, more cohesive group than I saw just 1 year ago.
All right, we got a jam-packed show for you this week. Got a chance to speak with the offensive and defensive position coaches to ask who they thought shined during these practices. First off, Joker Phillips, the wide receivers coach.
If you ask anybody in the group who's the leader right now, is that would be Hawkins. Hawkins is a guy that's been around for a while, and Dwayne Bowe's also taking some of that on himself also. So, I mean, the thing you have some really good older guys and veteran guys that have experience, and then you get a really good group of young guys that, again, they understand how to listen, how to take constructive criticism, and then they do a really good job of that. Did I just mention Dwayne Bowe?
Yeah,
we talked him up, huh?
Great stuff. You mentioned Bowe and Hawkins, but couldn't you see a little bit of Hawkins' leadership start to come through last year with the young wide receiving core?
Absolutely. He is a pro's pro. And what you've seen so far from him, a guy who comes out, runs every route at 110% in practice. He's looked very good creating separation, and he's moving back more into his natural position in the slot. Dwayne Bowe's shown that big body, the ability to go up there, high point the football, back shoulder fades, red zone play, something that the team didn't really have last year. But I'm going to tell you, as you see him making a catch right there, Taylor Gabriel right now is the best receiver on the Cleveland Browns.
Wow.
He is consistently beating everybody who lines up against him at cornerback. And from talking to some of the coaches, they say that's the one guy the corners don't want to have a lot of film against because he is just able to separate. Wilbur Montgomery said he reminds him of Oz Hakeem, who was really the straw that stirred the drink in The Greatest Show on Turf.
Wow. What does that do for the competition? How much does that stir the competition when you see a young guy like that learning a system like the Browns are putting in place now, standing out this early?
It's good because he's building on what he did as a rookie. 17.1 yards a catch, was third in the NFL, made big plays. He's showing now the ability to have that complete route tree, and he gets open. And that's a good thing, getting separation, key to being a receiver in this league. But you look at this group all of a sudden, and you went from last year where you started off with Miles Austin as your one, yep, Hawkins as your two. You didn't even know who your three was. This year, you've got Dwayne Bowe at one, Hartline at two, Hawkins at three. Taylor Gabriel's going to push to be one of those one or two, I think, as this season goes on. You drafted Vince Maley, who right now is still in the red, no contact, but has that big size, physical, kind of like an Anquan Boldin. This is a good wide receiver group, and trying to figure out who's going to be that sixth receiver, whether it's a special teams guy like Marlon Moore or Rodney Smith, who's 6'5", who's looked good, is going to be a big challenge for Ray Farmer.
It's hard not to get fired up, and we're not even in a training camp yet.
Oh, I can get you fired up. Let's
He's
go.
Already doing it.
Let's go.
Let's head to the defensive side of the ball. We had a chance to talk to Brian Fleury and Jeff Hafley about who stood out to them.
I'm really pleased with where Paul is. You know, there's always the concern that someone coming off a year where they have career numbers and production is going to have a little bit of a letdown or, you know, have a little bit of a hangover, so to speak. And he came out and really attacked the offseason. So I'm really proud of the development he's made so far.
Poyer's done a good job. I think he's really embraced his role right now as the starter. Obviously, it's been him and Dante taking reps with the ones. He's learned the defense. He's taken it to another level. If you just listen to him out here, his communication's outstanding.
Yeah.
Putting guys in the right position, his effort, just the passion. You watch him. He defines what it should look like to play like a Brown. And I think he's going to be a big contributor for us. I'm excited about him.
What is it about Poyer to you that you think made him stand out?
Instincts, football smarts. He knows how to decipher route combinations. He knows where to be. Had an interception in the red zone last week. Did a great job against Josh McCown. He just knows where to be. And I think he's worked very well with Dante Whitner on that back end. And you haven't noticed really a drop-off in that secondary. Now, the good news is Tashawn Gibson has signed his tender, and he will be there for the mandatory minicamp. It's great news. But it also shows that Jordan Poyer was able to go through these OTAs, get those first-team reps, so that if he has to be pressed into service, you know what you have there. And you're going to see some three safety sets. They did it last year. You're going to see it again this year. And Poyer's also going to be able to play some big nickel if a team has a big slot receiver. So I like what I see. Again, may not be the biggest or fastest guy, but when you know and can anticipate, you're fast because you're playing fast. And that's what Jordan Poyer does.
And speaking of Jordan Poyer, this is more from him, especially after his weeks at the OTAs.
I feel like I'm learning more and more with this defense every day. I think coming in my second year in this defense and with these coaches has helped a lot. You know, watching a lot of tape, Wiz helped me out a lot. I feel pretty good right now. Like I said, still learning more and more every day.
All right. This is a guy that's climbing the charts as we speak. And you got to have depth in this league.
Yeah, you got to have depth in it, and it's good. Again, when Gip was out, he stepped right in there. You didn't notice it. Gip will be back tightening that tender. So they're going to be at full strength in an already very deep secondary that was last year number one in completion percentage allowed, number one in quarterback rating allowed, number one in passes defense. And now you have another guy that you feel comfortable with. It's just a good thing, and it gives flexibility to Jeff Hafley, the secondary coach, and also Jim O'Neill, the defensive coordinator.
And we talk about respect and you talk about veterans. I think everybody saw what LeBron did this week. Jim Brown, courtside, the bow to Jim Brown, and how much LeBron means to Jim Brown and how much Jim Brown means to LeBron.
Yeah, it's one of those great moments, and Jim Brown called it one of his favorite moments in sports. And it's one of those things gives you chills, and you can see Jim Brown was kind of like, man. You don't get that kind of reaction too often from him, as you see there when LeBron gave the bow. Just a great moment to Cleveland kind of institutions and icons paying respect. And certainly, hey, maybe we need to get him out in Oakland and get a bow going before game five so we can get another W here for these Cavaliers tonight.
Just the mutual respect between the two guys. And LeBron's been called the new Jim Brown, and just sports figure-wise. Nothing to do with where they played. But Jim Brown has been a guy that's defended LeBron since LeBron was a freshman at St. V. It's amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. And Jim Brown, many consider to be the greatest of all time. LeBron James trying to cement that legacy to surpass Michael Jordan to be the greatest of all time in his sport. So it's pretty amazing that two of those guys actually have played the majority of their careers here in Cleveland.
Well, we know Jim Brown is the greatest of all time. We don't even have to think. We know.
That's
Jim
right.
Brown is
absolutely
the greatest athlete of all time. Stick around. Much more to come. Coming up.
After the break, Dog Pound Report gets an extensive look at Pro Bowl punter Andy Lee. And later we'll talk about the other Cleveland team and their quest for the NBA title.